I'm really excited about the opportunity to talk to you guys today or present to you today. And I want to thank Pastor Mike for the opportunity as well. And we're going to get started right where he left off last week. But one of the things he said this year and that his focus on leadership development was that he wanted to develop leaders who were strong in their thinking. And he also wanted to develop leaders who were excellent leaders. And so that's what he's been ever endeavoring to do. And we know that really we can't be excellent and we can't be effective leaders unless we know a little bit about ourselves. Before we can lead anybody else, we have to know about ourselves. So he's been talking about traits, and now he's talking about behaviors. And we know traits are those things that we're born with. Traits are those characteristics that make up our personality. But behaviors are things that can be changed because behaviors are learned. And last week he started talking about, what did he talk about last week? Okay. He talked about thinking behaviors. And what were those behaviors? I heard you say one, Ronnie. Analytical thinking. Conceptual thinking, strategic thinking, and client-oriented thinking. And he had a charge for us last week. He said that while we might be strong in one area, that we needed to develop all of those thinking skills in order to be effective. And he charged us to write something down and put it up where it was always in front of us. And I just want to ask, by a show of hands, has anyone had the opportunity to do that? Okay, Minister Lundio and Michael Kay. That's really, really important. And I wanted to make reference to that because sometimes we'll overlook what the person is saying. But if he's spending the time to teach us, then we've got to do our part. And our part is to start putting in the practicality of the things that he says. So if we have not done that, we need to start doing that. Amen. We're going to talk about now delivering results behavior. And this behavior is really awesome. And I can name some people right off the bat who really focus on delivering results. Delivering results is not the only way. So you can take out your handout. And I'm going to tell you now, a lot of what I'll be talking about today is not in your handouts. But if you want to take notes, you can. And I'll send you this information after today's session. Delivery results behavior is not the only way to measure success, but it is a major determinant of our success. And excellent leaders always make things happen. Always make things happen. But they don't just make things happen. They make the right things happen. And because they make the right things happen, excellent leaders make an impact. In other words, excellent leaders know how to make a difference in the organization. They look at outcomes, and their whole mission, their whole purpose is to make sure that people know that they are good at what they do, that people know that they're going to make a difference in the organization, and they're going to make a difference in their department. Now, a lot of times, people with these behaviors stand out. It doesn't mean that they're smarter than people who may be stronger in other behaviors, but it just means that a person who focuses on delivering results behavior, they just like to achieve. And they get a kick out of achieving. How many of you, and not everybody is like this, but how many of you at the end of the year evaluate your lives and really reflect on if I made a difference or not, if I grew or not, if I am in the same situation I was at the beginning of the year, the end of the year? Okay, and for the people who do that, does it bother you if you don't see that change? I know it bothers me. It bothers me if I don't see a change. It bothers me, and this is not haughty, so don't think that. It bothers me if people don't know that I'm in the room. It bothers me when I leave if people don't remember me. Because my goal is to make an impact. It may be just something I say or something I do, but I want people to remember who I am. And so people who focus on this behavior, they just want you to know that they make a difference. So we're going to talk about those behaviors. If you look at your paper, it says, leaders who excel at making things happen will consistently demonstrate one or more of the results delivered behavior. They focus on achievement, attention to detail, concern for excellence, and tenacity. So let's look at the first one, focus on achievement. Individuals strong in this behavior will naturally put goals in place, objectives, or milestones that focus on achieving a desired outcome. And it's all about the outcome to them. I heard Pastor Mike said last year, he's managing to results now. He's managing to outcomes. He wants to see if because he hired you, that you're making an impact in the organization. So people who are strong in this area, they focus on outcomes. They look at the big picture and they look at, okay, am I making a difference? Does my department look different than when I first started? Am I bringing creativity? And am I bringing innovation? Am I bringing new ideas? Am I bringing something that never was there before? Or am I just maintaining? And so people that are strong in that behavior, they focus on outcomes. Excellent leaders who demonstrate this behavior, they already begin with the end in mind. That's the first thing. They begin with the end in mind. They know what the win looks like. They are clear on what they want to achieve. Then they do their plan. And their plan, they put it in writing, because people who demonstrate this behavior know that nothing is left to chance. I'm talking out the house, and Eric would probably get mad at me, but I was looking at some things, because I'm really big on this one, focusing on achievement, but I was looking at some things, and I was like, we're not doing good in this area. And he said, it's because you're not following the plan. I'm like, what plan? I don't see nothing in writing. I don't see nothing that I could. Now, he did say what the plan was, but the plan wasn't in writing. So because it wasn't in writing, it wasn't before me. So I'm thinking, what plan are you talking about? The plan that we talked about at the beginning of the year. And I said, man, I don't know what that, I forgot all about the plan. Now, if you gonna plan, you need to write it down for me. You know what he said? Well, you strong in the area, you write it down. So, but needless to say that we did not meet the goal because we didn't have a plan. A plan is not mental. A plan has to be written down. It's not left to chance. And the plan optimizes your chances for achieving the goal. The plan is important because it focuses the action. See, we didn't have any focused action. It was hit or miss because it wasn't a plan. So focus is the operative word. You don't want to just do things. You want to do the right things. We was doing some stuff, but it wasn't the right stuff. So doing the right thing is what's going to achieve the impact. Doing the right thing is what's going to show the difference. And excellent leaders make an impact. So the first thing they do, they know the outcome, and then they put the plan in writing. After they put the plan in writing, your plan translates to your actions. Once you have it in writing, then your plan translates to your actions. You know exactly what you need to do to achieve the outcome. Your actions are your roadmap to the success. Now, we were given a goal at the beginning of the year, and that was to develop a growth track. So the first thing that we started to do was plan. We knew what we wanted in the growth track. They had told us some things. They wanted it to be simple. They wanted it to be relevant. They wanted everybody to participate in it. So we knew that it had to be simple. We knew that it had to be relevant. We knew that it had to align with all the other things that we were doing here in the church. But then we had to put a plan in action. Once we wrote that plan down, we knew what to do. The first thing we knew is that we had to get a team. So that was part of the plan. After we started writing those things down, then we knew the first thing, we needed a team. After that, we started recruiting. That's part of the action. So your plan always translates into actions. And then a good leader will always allocate resources. What are the things that we need to do to make this happen? And the worst thing we could do is not think about the resources that we need, because if we fail, many of the times is because we don't have the resources. And we don't have the resources because we didn't have it spelled out in our plan. So we write the plan down. Our plan leads to actions, but then this leader always allocates resources with accompanying performance measures. Okay, how is this going to look? How do I know if I'm meeting the goal? They always allocate the resources. What people do I need? What kind of money do I need? How much time is this going to take? Those are resources. And then performance measures. How will I know when I reach the goal? So you're putting milestones in place. You're always constantly monitoring. And I call it improve while you move, because that's the antidote to quickly learning from your mistakes. If it's not going right, you don't wait till the end of the plan. You start right there when you put those milestones in place. If it's not going right, you make changes at that point. So you improve while you move. Monitor the process every step of the way. Make adjustments if needed. If the timeline needs to be extended, that's one of the things. When we started this growth track, we could see very early on in the growth track that our timeline was going to have to be extended. Now we're looking at additional resources that we need to make sure that we can get this thing up and running. But you make progress and you continually adapt. You always make changes in the process and not when it's over. How many of you have made changes too late? That's a hot mess. I mean, I have been over a project, and at the end, it was an awesome project, but baby, it was so much residue left. I mean, folk left the ministry. It was just bad because I didn't monitor the progress. You have to monitor the progress. You have to make changes. If I had done that early on, probably could have done a lot of damage control. So people that focus on achievement, number one, they know what the outcome is. They begin with the end in mind. They know what the win looks like. Then they plan, and they put that plan in writing. The plan translates into action. And then they allocate the resources. That's people, time, money, whatever it may be. And then you put in the performance measures. How well are you doing? You measure the progress every step of the way, and then you're effective. So to sum it up, this is what I like to think about achievement focus. It's the mental habit of fixing upon a goal. You build plans of action around that goal, and you monitor the feedback and make changes as necessary. Any questions about that? I'm sorry. Oh, yes. I'll send it out, but I'll repeat it. I'll send it out. It's just, I said, focus on achievement looks like this. It's the mental habit of fixing upon a goal, building plans of action around it, and monitoring and making changes along the way. Those are the steps, and we all have to be strong in this behavior. The next one we're going to talk about is attention to detail. How many of you know detailed people? I mean, they're just real detail. Do they get on your nerves? I used to date this guy. We broke up because he was too detailed for me. And I'm detailed. But he was so detailed. I'll never forget it. He lived in Memphis, Tennessee. I was so frustrated. He had just moved to Memphis. I was in Memphis. Now, I had driven from Birmingham to Memphis. So he was trying to give me directions to his house. That boy, I promise, I felt like quitting him before I got there. But I did quit him while I was there. I'm serious, y'all. I'm serious. Detail. He was trying to give me directions to his house. So he said, at the traffic light, you make a right turn. Make the right turn. You come up about 100 yards. No, not 100 yards. Maybe it's about 300 yards. Wait a minute. I don't think it's 300 yards. I said, do I turn right or left after the traffic? I mean, what do I do? I can't stand that. But that's why he's a millionaire now. See, we could do some stupid stuff. That boy a millionaire. But anyway, could have been a millionaire by now because I would have got some of that money. But anyway, everything was like that. Even when he was trying to, Everything was like that. It was just, it was ridiculous, y'all. And I probably shouldn't say this, but even to the point, he was a little older than me. Now, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to clean it up. He was a biology major. You can't tell me how to kiss. I know how. You don't do it exactly right. You need to open your, y'all, I'm not kidding. Open your mouth. Just, see, I ain't got time for that. I'm like, this over today. Today is over. Before I left that weekend, it was over. You know what? I want to make y'all laugh, but I'm serious. I'm very serious. Sharonita, it's not that much. It's not that funny. Detail, baby. So detailed that I should have stayed with his butt. But anyway, and then look, when I found out, now this was a long time ago. When I found out he had become a millionaire, I called him. Woo, I called him. But anyway, attention to detail is a behavior that all excellent leaders need to demonstrate. And let me say this, it doesn't matter what level you're on, from the CEO on down, you have got to pay attention to the details. And sometimes it bothers me when people say, I don't like details. I don't like details either. I can't stand details, but you have to be successful. You need to know the details of a project. You need to know every detail, and you need to follow the details because you're the one that's going to be held accountable. But not only that, it can make or break a project. It could derail a project. So paying attention to detail, let me give you a definition. It means being precise and accurate in answering questions, making decisions, creating documents, projects. You have to pay attention to the detail. Individuals who are strong in this behavior will be thorough. I mean, they're extremely thorough. They're accurate. They don't really miss it. They're concerned with seeing things through to completion. Leaders strong in this behavior tend to plan meticulously. They ensure that all the details are taken into account, whereas those with low attention to detail are only likely to deal with things on a very cursory level. Now, have you ever heard a person, too, who's very detailed in their conversation? In other words, you know when you're talking to them, it's going to take some time. So you don't want to even ask them questions, because you don't want to change who they are. You just need to know that if you ask them questions, you might as well get some coffee or something. Now, Michael K. is extremely detailed. One time I went to Michael K. I said, I want to know how you think. And he gave me this book. We sat down. He had the little whiteboard up there. I mean, seriously, he said we can meet from 3 to 4, I believe it was. He had the little whiteboard up there. He gave me a book, and he sat down, and he told me step by step how he think. When I got out of there, I went home. Oh, Jesus. But anyway, that's a great gift to have. That's a great gift to have, and all of us need to model this behavior. Let me give you some characteristics of a person who is very detailed. They keep a project checklist, and they cover all the details that might be overlooked. They're very good at missing things other people might, finding things that other people might overlook. They check and recheck work for mistakes before sending it out. They follow procedures exactly. They make sure all parts of the job are completed. They compare the finished product to what was expected. They debrief. These leaders always debrief. They review work carefully for completeness and accuracy, and they make sure that they have everything they need before they even start the project. Some key words are they have a checklist, they review, they're accurate, they're orderly, they're precise, and they're thorough. General Colin Powell said, never neglect the details. When everyone's mind is dulled or distracted, the leader must be doubly vigilant. A lack of attention to details can derail a project. I just saw now where Rihanna was suing her accountants. The difference between Rihanna and Toni Braxton and all those other people, the difference, they don't follow details or pay attention to the details. Oprah Winfrey still signs her checks. She pays attention to the details. You can never take your hand off a project even though you delegate it. You empower people. You don't micromanage, but you better know those details. You better know the details. Never, ever take your hand off a project. Good leaders delegate and empower others liberally, but they pay attention to the details every day, even at the highest level. Sometimes because you're detailed, people will accuse you of micromanaging, but you have to understand and you have to know that you're not micromanaging. Micromanaging is telling somebody how to do it. Micromanaging is telling them how to do it. Details is just letting them inform you every step of the way. Because ultimately, you need to know what's going on. So why is attention to detail important? I once heard an analogy that is very fitting, I think, for describing the importance of the small details. When you look at the hinge on a large gate, you'll notice that as the gate is open and closed, that the ends move significantly, while the hinge itself has a very minimal amount of movement. You can think of the small movement at the hinge as the details in life that result in large movements at the end. The small details have a major impact, and they can make or break the project. They can make or break whatever you're trying to do. It's the small things. I heard Bishop Jake say this. He came to Birmingham. He stayed in a very, very nice hotel. He said it was an amazing suite. But he knew right off the bat that the management was not what it should be, that the leadership wasn't what it should be, because there was no water in his room. There were no mints. And it's those little details that really made him decide whether he was going to come back to that hotel or not. Now, it was beautiful. The lawn was immaculate. The people were friendly. But there was no water in his room. There were no mints on his pillow. And for him, that meant a lot. So it's the small details that really can derail a project. It's the small details, guys, that can make or break whether people are going to come here or not. It's the small details. It may be a great service. They might have got their needs ministered to. But when they go in the bathroom, it's filthy. It's the small details. It could be whether a person spoke to them or not. Again, it could be immaculate. The praise and worship could be good. Whatever we're doing that day could be good. But the person didn't speak to them. And so they may not ever come back. So don't ever think that the small details are not important. We're going to do a little game right now. I want to ask first, though, how many of you guys think that you are very detailed, that you're really, really good when it comes to details? Karen, okay. Antoinette, yes, I concur. Antoinette covered everything from the beginning to the end. That's why she's good at what she does. Michael K. is very detailed. The first thing I want to do, Stephan is going to give you a handout. And when you get the handout, please don't look at it. Turn it over, and then I'm going to give you some directions on the handout. If you'll turn that over. Did you get some up here? Did you get? Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you, Ronnie. You. When everybody has one, let me know you have it. Thank you. Okay, does everybody have a handout? Okay, did anyone cheat? Okay, don't turn it over yet. Okay, all right. Now, let me give you the directions. This is a quiz. Y'all, I'm not going to grade you on it. It's just for fun. Complete this quiz on a separate sheet of paper. So you'll see that you have two sheets of paper. One is blank, and that's what I want you to complete the quiz on. Yes, you can look at it. Complete this quiz on a separate piece of paper, but carefully read the quiz before you proceed. Turn your paper over when you're finished. When you're finished, just turn your paper over, and you'll have about 5 minutes. I'll give you a few more minutes. Sanjanetta, I know it's crazy. Okay, we're going to wind up in about 60 seconds. All right, you can put your pens down. Okay, how many of you believe you got the right answer? Okay. All right. Willie, what was your answer?
I didn't make it to the end.
Okay, you didn't make it to the end. Okay. Anybody else? Alondio?
Wednesday,
okay. Anybody else? Chris? Okay. Let's look at our quiz. It says, complete the quiz on a separate piece of paper, but first carefully read the entire quiz before you proceed. All right? How many people read the entire quiz before they proceeded? Oh, my God. We got some smart people in here. If you had done that, you would have known. Number 10 says, to get a perfect score on this exam, only complete problem number 3. You have to pay attention to the details. Leaders who do not pay attention to detail. You were honest. Yes, you were. All right. Some of y'all had already seen this before. But anyway, good. So we got leaders here who really pay attention to detail. All right. We have a video that we're going to show. This one is very important. So we're going to have another video that we're going to show. Well, we're going to have another activity. And this is a video that we're going to show. And it is how well you pay attention to detail. If someone would cut the lights off for me. Thank you, James. Okay, if I could, you could direct your attention to the screen.
This is a test. How many times does the white team pass the rubber band ball?
Go!
If you answered 13 passes, you are correct. But did you see the black belt gorilla?
Go!
Sure, your marketing team doesn't miss the obvious with SAP's powerful.
Thank you. How many of you guys saw the gorilla the first time? Nobody. Priscilla saw the gorilla. Oh, okay. He said you bootlegged Priscilla. We want to make sure that we're paying attention to details because details are very important and we don't want to miss the obvious. Any questions about details? Sometimes you can't see all the details. You're right. And that was just an exercise. But the point is we want to make sure that we're paying attention and that we don't want to miss things that may be very obvious. Any other questions?
Okay. How'd you like that activity?
All right. We're going to go on. We're going to take a break in about 10 minutes, guys. We're going to go ahead and look at concern for excellence, because I think that attention to details and concern for excellence go hand in hand. Now, Pastor Mike several years ago gave us a definition of excellence, and I love his definition. It says that excellence, number one, is a mindset. So it's an attitude, and it motivates one to choose to be and to do one's best. Excellence is a choice to be your best and to do your best while giving attention to detail, which results in above average living without compromising God-given standards. And some of the key things I want to point out here is that excellence is a choice to be, and it's a choice to do your best. You can't define excellence by somebody else. It's doing what you do best. So it's doing your best. And excellence is giving attention to detail. People who are really excellent pay attention to the details. Excellence gets you. Excellence is not being average. It's above average. And how many of us want to be above average? I know that all of us do, because mediocrity and just being average doesn't get any attention. So leaders need to make sure that they are understanding what excellence is, and then that they are exhibiting this behavior. This behavior is concerned with setting and striving for high standards. High standards, doing the very best that you can do. When this behavior is combined with focus on achievement, excellence in delivery in terms of the final results is highly probable. Striving for perfection can be a strength for a leader. However, if perfection is taken to an extreme, the leader may not complete tasks on time due to never being quite satisfied with the results. And I have here the extremes of perfection is that you don't allow any room for mistakes. Excellence is not about not making mistakes. It's about doing the very best you can do. It's about delivering a project or a product that is above average. And it is about setting a high standard for yourself. Now, there are some people who confuse excellence with perfection, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But the extreme of perfection is that you don't allow any room for mistakes. There's a lady that I know that is very, she strives for perfection, but she thinks that it's excellence. And so everything that this person did, and is not here, this is on my old job, everything that this person did was always late. And it was always late because it was never good enough for her to send out. It was never good enough for her to turn in. And so really she got fired. She didn't get tenure. She didn't make tenure as a teacher, and it wasn't because she couldn't teach. She was a very good teacher, but we had to turn our lesson plans in, or her lesson plan always had to be perfect. And so she never got her lesson plan in on time. How many of you have been around a person who really thinks they're excellence, but is really perfection? How many of you have ever been around a person like that? What is it about them, Sanjanetta? What are some of their characteristics?
Just keep redoing it or doing things that people don't ask them to do. Just, for instance, you may give them something basic to do, but then they've gone out and researched some stuff and added some other stuff, and that's not what you asked for.
Now that sound like me. Wait a minute, you got to clarify. That may be a good thing. Is it just too much information? Is it just overwhelming? Okay.
I asked you to, go buy some bread, but you've gone down to Merida and you wait for them to bake it, and then you're going to wait for the fresh bake and all that. That's not what I asked for.
That's good.
That's very good. Sharonita?
No, I was trying to get clarity. We were asking the difference.
She said she knew somebody that was a perfectionist, and I asked her what were some of the characteristics. Anybody else? Characteristics of a perfectionist person?
I identified they never get to a result because they're always trying to make it better than they do. So perfectionism is just continual a continual process of never ending.
That's very true. Miss Judy?
Sometimes they have a tendency, personality-wise, to be so down on themselves. They're not a fun person. They're not a fun person to be around because nothing's ever good enough.
That's true. Nothing is ever good enough. Anybody else? Yes, Willie.
I thought about preachers, some perfectionists in a preacher expressing their words. Like they saying all of these big words, but you're not getting any points.
Right.
And I went to a funeral like that this weekend. I mean, this guy was so deep that you had to think about what he was saying to the point you missed the point of what he was trying to say. His words were so big.
That's good. That's good. Let me give you. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to bring up the point. I don't know if you all ever seen that show, Hoarding or Hoarders.
I haven't.
But it's a common trait among hoarders that they always say they're perfectionists, and they think it's people think it's odd that somebody could live in that and be a perfectionist, because it's never right. They end up giving up on life. Because they always want everything to be perfect, so it never gets there. Yeah. So they just give up, and that's how they end up in that situation. But I just thought that was.
That's good. I had a student. I taught sixth grade, and he was really smart, but he was a perfectionist, and he always failed his test. And his mom came up one day to read me, because she knew that her son was very smart. And she wanted to know why he made an F in language arts. And so I was prepared for her. I knew she was going to cuss me out. And that's exactly what she did, cuss me out. And I cussed her right back out in a good way, in a good way. I didn't use any curse words. But I let her know her son's problem was her. Because nothing was ever good enough. This boy never... I'm talking about he never finished a test because the sentence had to be just right. So if the T wasn't right, he would erase the T over and over and over again. If all his periods didn't look the same, seriously, he was obsessive compulsive. He would erase, and he never finished a test. And so when she came up there, I just showed her his test. I said, your son made an F because I want you to look at all his tests. Number one, he never completed his exams. Number two, I need you to take a look at his homework. Number three, why is he like that? I tend to think it may be because you're like that. I said it. I knew at the end of the year would be time for me to leave too, because I had just had enough. But excellence is not perfection. So I want to give you some key differences before we break between excellence and perfection. Yeah, it was time to go. It was time to go. Excellence is willing to be wrong. If you're never wrong, then you don't have an excellent spirit. Perfection is being right. Excellence is taking a risk. Perfection is fear. Excellence is powerful, but perfection is anger and frustration. You just get frustrated, and you get angry with yourself because you never measure up. Excellence is being spontaneous, where perfection is control. Excellence is accepting, and perfection is judgment. Excellence is giving, perfection is taking. Excellence is being confident, but perfection is doubt. Excellence is a journey, but perfection is a destination. Excellent leaders don't worry about mistakes. They just worry about setting a high enough standard, and they make a choice to choose to be and to do their very best in whatever it is that they're doing. That's why what's excellent for you may not be excellent for the next person. And it may not be excellent for the next person. But excellent leaders do the best that they can do. Amen? Well, we're going to take a break about 15 minutes. If you could come back at 10:30, and we're going to pick back up.